very much, Mr. Chair, and you can count on the support and cooperation of our delegation. In looking at the human interaction section within your paper, there's a lot of very useful language in there, but it does strike us that perhaps one element that might be reflected in this section, and indeed probably has implications for other sections of the paper, including in thinking about accountability and human responsibility, is the notion of automation bias. Now, several years ago, one of the expert panelists speaking to this very GGE, in fact, was Dr. Missy Cummings, a former US Navy pilot, who is a world expert on automation bias. And she made the point that according to risk compensation theory, people typically adjust their behavior in response to a perceived level of risk. And so they could be lulled into overcomplacency by the autonomous features of systems. Indeed, we know that automation bias has been a cause of accidents already across a range of fields, from aviation to clinical decision support systems used in medicine. And in observing that humans have a tendency to disregard or not search for contradictory information in light of a computer-generated solution that's accepted as correct and be exacerbated in a time-critical domain, experts have argued, including Dr. Cummings, that designers of intelligent decision aids, including in the context of autonomized features of weapon systems, must be mindful that high levels of automation combined with unreliable systems can actually cause new errors in system operation if they're not designed with human cognitive limitations and biases in mind. So in sum, what Dr. Cummings and others are saying is that in the reliance on autonomous features of systems, human decision makers, including commanders, could be put in a position where they have a letterbox view of the world, where, to paraphrase the notorious quotation of Donald Rumsfeld many years ago, there are known unknowns and unknown unknowns. And military commanders deal with uncertainty in the context of known unknowns all the time. But if they have a letterbox view of the world, because the autonomous systems on which they rely bias them toward making certain kinds of decisions, they could be biased toward these unknown unknowns and thus make decisions that result, for example, in civilian deaths. So this is something to be borne in mind in thinking about these human-machine interactions. And for example, in paragraph 4A, you have humans make informed decisions about the deployment and use of weapons. But in fact, we're not solely talking about data or information here. We're actually talking about humans being capable of making unbiased decisions. And this relates in important ways to thinking about accountability, because the kind of discussion that we've been having today is very much in the context of holding human operators of these systems accountable for things that go wrong, because that's necessary in order for IHL to function as a regime. But we have an ethical moral obligation in order to ensure that humans are not put in positions where they're effectively just fuses within an automatic system, where they are scapegoats for mistakes that may be made because of the nature of the system, and so someone has to be held accountable. And so there are these broader issues relating to automation bias, which also bring in some important ethical and moral questions. And again, I think that this underlines the point that several delegations made in their comments this morning about the need for a section within this paper which is dedicated to looking at the ethical implications. And I would further suggest, in response to your comments earlier in this session, Mr. Chair, that it would merit a section of its own and not merely some mention in terms of a passing reference here or there. And in that respect, the paper put together by several countries, including New Zealand, might help to form a basis for some of the language in that section. I thank you.